and Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
And the technical gods smile on me and the button worked. I'm so excited. Okay, Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard is off to a good start. I'm so excited. It's working because I really want to impress my guest this evening, and I want to fool her into thinking that this is a professional program and extremely well done. Because tonight it's Heather Snow. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
That's right. Your prize basket is in the mail. It's in the mail, yeah. Okay. No, I the bribes are terrible. I used to try to bribe people with stuff, and I gave up.
I was kind of scared of you. I thought you might hurt me if I said no. So
no.
I'm thrilled.
What? Who said I was scary? I must track that person down and hurt them. How could they possibly?
I tell you, on Facebook, everybody says you're an angel, so that you've got your people out there spreading the good word. So
it's working. My master plan. No, I hope so. I have been told I'm a little too nice to be in this industry, and that I will probably not last long because I'm too nice. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to say to that. It's a good way to go, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't hang out with mean
There's
people.
There's lots of nice people. Nice.
Well, I'm just going to say that according to Facebook and, well, frankly, anywhere on the internet, you're just popping up all over, and Sweet Madness just looks, it's today. It's out today.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
Like
it is. It's out today, yep.
And my husband has forbidden me to buy any more books, downloaded or otherwise. So
oh,
I just want
no.
you to know I am risking D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's, oh,
I hope
yes.
it's worth it.
Oh.
Like, uh-oh, I'm going to be I don't want to be named in any court papers. You know?
Wouldn't that be, I hereby blame. Wouldn't that be fun, you know? They blame video games for things. Wouldn't it be great if somebody had a reading addiction and they listed their favorite authors?
Oh, that would be fabulous. I think we should have a television show about that. Anybody listening? That would be
yeah.
fantastic.
That would be
it should be a reality show
fault.
About that.
That's right. It's your fault that I'm spending and that I'm losing sleep. And my job performance suffered because I had to stay up late and read Sweet Madness.
You know, isn't it terrible? But I actually love getting emails like that. Not that I don't feel sorry for the people who are slogging through the day, but then again, I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, so I rarely feel sorry for anybody that's going on too little sleep right now.
Misery loves company.
No,
those are the best emails.
That's terrible of me.
Yeah, no. But those are seriously when people are. Yeah, it does sound a little wicked, though, when you say it out loud. Yes, when people
it does.
Suffer.
I'm evil, apparently, at heart.
When they're reading or when they're just torn up about waiting for a book, or if those are the best messages you can get.
They are.
Oh. Look, I am mean. Look at that. I didn't know that. I'm scary. You're scary, too, though, so that works out. We're both scary.
Yeah, so see, we're nice on the outside, but apparently we have a black
have a
little core of
streak. That extends
yep.
beyond torturing our characters and making their lives miserable.
Well, I think all writers have to have a mean streak because you do have to torture those characters. And I didn't really actually believe that, I think, when I first started writing. But my first drafts, everybody was too nice to everybody. So I had to, like, really mean things up a bit. And then the stories really started doing well. So
Well, it's not so much that the characters have to be cruel to each other. It's just that the universe has to put cruel
Exactly.
obstacles.
No, the characters have to suffer. But
so,
me being the, you know, author of the universe, I get to torture. So, yeah.
See,
yeah, everybody thought I was so sweet.
It's a power. Yeah, it's deceptive, really. Because you look very sweet and... And I'm just excited. This has been such an exciting debut of this trilogy. And is it just a trilogy, or there's more? Or is it
right now. There's only three. And then I will probably be moving on to something else. But I love the idea of the really smart heroines and actually creating heroines. I mean, heroes that can keep them in line has been fun too. So
yes. I'm with
I
you.
Call them my,
I don't
call them
like
my
the...
blue or blue stockings. They're blue stockings, but they're a little more. Their stockings are a little more blue than most.
Oh.
So.
Oh, I think that's fabulous. No, I think the TSTL days are hopefully behind us, the Too Stupid
mm-hmm.
to Live, for anybody who doesn't know that phrase. But we've all seen it. You know, I think it pervades the horror industry. Sorry if you're a fan of those. But, you know, the movies where they're like, don't go in there. And then that's where they go. Or let's split up. It's like, what?
Yeah, so, why would you do that? Yeah,
what? And romance for a little while had that problem, I think. I mean, nobody send me hate mail. But for a little while, it's just these women were just, you know, lost and overwhelmed. And
right, waiting to be rescued, exactly.
Like,
which, you know, I think all of us need rescued in some way or another. I mean, I need rescued from myself all the time. But you know... but, you know, the readers particularly that I have contacted, you know, have been in contact with have been just super smart, savvy women and men, you know. So I think we all appreciate heroes and heroines that are like us. So,
yes, that won't split up in the middle of a dark storm. Let's split up.
No way.
Well, I have to say, everybody, it's www.heathersnowbooks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few Heather Snows out there. I was you always do the Google. And it was like, Heather Snow comedian, Heather Snow author. I was like, oh, there are choices. So I love the heathersnowbooks.com. So everybody, not the comedian, although you're funny. I'm just going to say that.
Oh,
right now.
Well, thank
so.
You.
You know, but you're also the mother of a 4 and a 1-year-old, so that makes,
you have to have a sense of humor, yes.
You have to.
And they're both boys, too, which really,
I'm
the lone flag of estrogen in this house. So.
That is a burden.
I have to laugh at a lot of things.
That is a big burden to bear. Oh, I'm all girls. I have girls, so the opposite. So my poor husband, he's like, What did I do to deserve all of this? All of this stuff. And so there you
all
go.
All lovely like, grace and beauty in my house.
Yes, that's how I pray. No, he adores. He's, are you kidding me? All men enjoy the attention. Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm looking at seriously, I have to get this book, mm-hmm. Sweet Madness. I'm ordering it despite instructions not to do so. So, but I also love that you are giving away a portion of your royalties to Hope for the Warriors.
I am. I, you know, when I was writing this book, I did a lot of research, obviously, into PTSD and kind of the effects of it, and did a lot of reading, both, you know, journals and then also firsthand accounts, and it just really devastated me. And I was thinking, I was talking to my husband, you know, it just made you really want to reach out and help because you can't live in these characters' heads, even fictional characters, and try to put yourself there without feeling just the emotional devastation of it. And so we decided we would donate some of the proceeds of the royalties earned through the life of the book. And so we started looking for some charities that dealt with soldiers coming home and found Hope for the Warriors. They are fantastic. They have a high rating on Charity Navigator,
mm-hmm.
And 90% of everything that they take in goes directly to families and activities that help the soldiers. So we're just really excited to be able to do that, and hopefully it will raise some awareness, and maybe some people will like to donate as well. And so I'm hoping that this way we can give back a little bit to people
sure.
who give so much to us.
Oh, I think it's wonderful, and that speaks volumes about, you know, where you're coming from. And I have to say there's an excerpt, everybody, on Heather's site. There is an excerpt of the book, the start in the first chapter. And right away, I just, of course, you're fabulous. Let's say that. You're wonderful.
Oh, no.
But it really was evocative, and I thought, you know, it reminded me of, if this is okay, but it reminded me of Laura Kinsale's Seize the Fire, where she had the PTSD hero and that theme, and I just thought, oh, wow, it's so great to see it again or to see this coming up because it's so important, you know.
I have not read that book. I'm going to have to get it.
Oh, honey.
I love her. And how did I miss that?
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, boy. Laura Kinsale is just, yeah, she's going to be my eek moment if I ever meet her. That's that weak in the knees, you know, losing the ability to speak. Yeah, she's
well, hopefully
my...
I'll be right in line behind you and I'll catch you.
I was going to say, will you hold my hand? If you'll hold my hand.
Oh, man. She's awesome. Thank you very much for the compliments.
Well, I just, you know, I think you're going to be huge. I'm very excited for you.
Well,
and speaking of Kansas City, I'm bringing that up because that's RT, Romantic Science Convention, and you are going to be there.
I am.
But this is like kind of, I don't want to say, but you're in that area, aren't you? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Kansas City, actually. And I live about 30 minutes from there now. So I'm super excited to have everybody come. I don't have to get on a plane to go to a conference. I'm so excited. I'm going to load my van up full of goodies and just bring them. So,
that is an advantage.
I have all kinds of stuff to give away. That's going to be fantastic.
That is home court advantage. That is huge. But I imagine you'll have a lot of readers, too, that'll get to pop in and on the book for the book fair and come say hi. And how cool is that?
Hopefully so. And you know, and if there are any readers that are going to be in Kansas City at RT, I encourage them to email me on my website because I'm going to hold a drawing for lunch with me to any of my readers that are going to be in town. So
I'm technically going to be a reader because I'm risking
totally
my marriage to get this book.
We're going to have lunch anyway. I'm telling you what.
Are we? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I have it on the recording that
exactly. You have proof. You have proof. Now, I have car. We'll travel. We will go off site and have a great lunch somewhere.
Oh, away from the hotel. All right. Well, we'll bring. I've got Lindsay Ross is a friend of ours. I think on Facebook we both.
I'm excited. I know she's coming. So
we must whisk her away with us. I think that right now somewhere in the northwest area she is squeeing right now.
Is.
I can hear. I think I heard. Yep. That's Lindsay. She's very excited about the lunch invitation. So that's going to be very, very fun. And here comes my 3-year-old because. How this day is
going. Heard the knocking on the door a few minutes ago, but that was my 4-year-old trying to get in.
Not yet. And mommy's not done yet. There's a few more.
Well, I heard his dad saying, "Don't interrupt your mother. You're to go to timeout." I'm like, oh, no.
You know, between the cats and the children, and you and I both have a similar situation, it does make life wonderful and challenging. And maybe that's the universe's way of... keeping us grounded as we...
Something. They say it keeps us young. I don't know about all that. I've got more dark circles right now than I think I've ever had in my life, but go away.
Sleep is coming. It's coming.
Oh, I know.
I promise. You'll get sleep.
Every time I hear that you need 8 hours to have optimum health, I'm like, then why did God give us children to get a whole hour of the
I know.
Night?
I'm like,
this
really?
Is not
seriously,
in the plan.
It's a test. You're an Amazon. You can do it. I know you can. But listen, everybody, please, Sweet Madness is available today. Go out and let's all make sure it's on your auto-buy list. Make sure that it is something that you absolutely pick up. And if you haven't started with the trilogy, the Sweet, I don't know, what do you call the trilogy?
It's named the Veiled Seduction series, but I like to think of it as the Ladies of Seductive Reasoning. So,
nice.
You know.
I love.
Well,
because
they all solve mysteries, you know, so it's kind of deductive reasoning, seductive reasoning, you know.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay, I love that. I was calling it the Sweet Trilogy, and that was probably very wrong. So,
because it's spicy. I'm just warning you. There are some racy bits. Just you know.
Oh yeah. Sweet Enemy, and then...
Sweet Deception, which actually just won the Gail Wilson Award for excellence. So I was really excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank
you.
Well,
yeah, there's spice in there, girl. Good chemistry, girl. Okay.
Right.
Listen, thank you so much. And for everybody who tuned in tonight, especially for Heather, I think they all tuned in for you. We will see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And we will see you in Kansas City.
Thank you. We'll see you. Lunch. Me, you, Lindsay, and whoever else we can get to go with
it. It's a commitment.
That's right.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.